Apart from the business of CM Allen, which you've obviously put a lot of time and effort into, you've also put a lot of time and effort into public life. Tell me about that.
Well, yes, that I'd been back in only a year or two, and 47, then I was approached to go on the local parish council, and I was co-opted on, I think it was 1947. And I enjoyed it so much with people I knew, and of course I had known the town earlier before I left, being a local schoolboy, went to the local council school and knew that, and people knew me. And I did enjoy it, and eventually I became chairman of the council, the parish council. The post I held for 21 years, which seems a rather long time, but it was the reason, I think, because when they had elections, I used to be either near the top or out of the top, and so of course that was why I kept putting me in the chair, but I did enjoy it.
You're also involved with Milton Keynes Borough Council.
Yes.
So you were there really when Milton Keynes was in its infancy.
Well, yes. I went on the Rural District Council. I was on there for 12 or 14 years, and then the amalgamation came about of the Borough Council, doing away with the Rural District Council and the Urban Councils, and I put myself up for election. Of course, I was appointed as a representative only, and I was on there just over 3 years.
That's been an interesting balance you had to strike then, because you, down the road, you've got this enormous new city growing, and your interest really was to maintain the position of Oni. And I mean, I think that's something people are going to have to do in the coming months, as with the local government reorganisation, to make sure that Oni has a voice, the rural area has a voice in Milton Keynes.
You couldn't have spoken a truer word. That's what I've been fighting for a long time, that when I went on the Borough Council and appointed one of two committees, and it was difficult, and I remember that we were on one committee and I said, will some of you come out and see the country? And some of the people then are the rather Bletchley type of people, and that were really, well, not city minded exactly, but urban minded, and I brought them out in a bus and went all around Olney and Ravenstone and the villages round about, and it was in May time and all the rape was out. And I remember two of the councillors said to me, what is that yellow flower? And I said, rape, because that's a different word, the meaning of today. But that was that. But that's how it was. And I've always thought a lot of these people in council work, they've got to look after the people out in the country, the real rural people. They mustn't be forgotten. And a lot of these people in the larger communities, the larger councils, shall I say, they do think very much inward looking. They're more parochial than we are. And I think that they've got to think differently when, to put it crudely, that's people out in the sticks.
It looks likely, though, that the link between your town here and Milton Keynes is going to continue in some form. Has that link worked, or are there problems, in your opinion? You can look at it with the wisdom of old age.
Well, it has worked. We always have to fight for it, and we've got two councils now that both know the areas of Clifton Rains and Ravenstone, Stoke Gornton, and they know the area very much, and they do fight, but it is difficult at times to get over on what we really want in that. And of course, always run to do it's money. To put it crudely, pounds, shillings and pence. But we mustn't say too much about it. I won't decry them down too much. We've done very well, really, with Milton Keynes. We've had some very good representatives since I left.
What do you think of the city itself? Because you were there in the early days, and as we said, you know, you were trying to, protect local interests. How do you think it turned out in the end? Because you were obviously involved on the Borough Council when the Development Corporation was setting up Milton Keynes.
Well, it was most interesting. Sometimes I wondered if it'd be on me, but never mind, we coped. And I was against it. I was one of a few that were against it completely. And thing I advocated at the time, where are the feeder roads going in? You're going to build a new city and no feeder roads. And that is the trouble with Olney now. We suffer terribly in the high street for the traffic. Nothing was done about it at all, about looking after the feeder roads. And the Milton Keynes has grown and taken so much, but the villages around, of course, they suffer from the traffic coming in. But generally speaking, I suppose the city itself has done the job it was set up to do. I think it was to take the overflow from London, really. From a shopping angle, I mustn't say too much about that because I'm a small shopkeeper, but I don't try to compete with them. They're good at all.